CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A surprisingly strong jobs report out today. 254,000 jobs were added last month, much more than expected. Analyst Jill Schlesinger says it's a sign of a sturdy labor market.
What we now know is that actually for the last 3 months, we're averaging about 185,000 jobs a month. That is very solid job creation.
The three-day strike by dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports has now been suspended until January 15th, as correspondent Stacey Lynn reports.
The deal came after the ports sweetened their side of the bargain, raising their offer from a 50% raise to 62% over 6 years.
This is a provisional agreement, but the parties are going back to the table to work on some of the other things around technology and benefits.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they have about 3 months to land a deal on that.
To reach a conclusive contract that'll take care of these workers for the next 6 years.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Record challenging heat will continue today in parts of the Southwest. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The Salt Lake City, it's going to be breaking the record by 4 degrees, 90 degrees for your high temperature today. In Phoenix, we'll get up to 108, and in Vegas, 102. So really searing temperatures, dangerous temperatures.
By next week, records will not be threatened, but it will remain unusually hot in many areas. The Supreme Court said today it will consider a bid by U.S. gun makers to end a lawsuit from the Mexican government over gun violence. Michael Toscano has that.
The $10 billion lawsuit from Mexico against gun makers, including Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock, has been in federal courts for years, and those companies are now asking the Supreme Court to block it. Mexico claims the company's new weapons were being sold to traffickers who smuggled them into Mexico, constituting 70% of the weapons trafficked into that country. The manufacturers say they have followed U.S. laws.
The high court will also leave in place two Biden administration environmental regulations aimed at reducing emissions of methane and toxic mercury. Foreign nationals from around the world are being flown by their governments out of Lebanon. Internally, more than 1.2 million Lebanese citizens have been displaced by the fighting. The UN's Rula Amin says they're running out of places to take shelter.
Most of the nearly 900 government-established collective shelters in Lebanon have no more capacity to host all those displaced.
A U.S. official says the military has struck a number of Houthi targets in Yemen today. U.S. ships and aircraft went after weapons systems and bases operated by the Iranian-backed rebels. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to talk about lead pipe replacement efforts. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by six council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. And construction at 95th Street and 80th Avenue is finishing today in Pleasant Prairie. However, Bain Station Road is slated for closure. It'll be down for 5 weeks between Green Bay Road and 85th Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willy Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if I was there or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. You know, I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon and happy Friday. It's Kurt Vollman. It was on this date in 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival started a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with their album Green River, the group's first U.S. chart topper. Here's CCR.
Got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing, do, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride?
Radio Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So my money, but don't leave me. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And, of course, we've got lots of football this weekend, Stuart J. Waddles. We've got high school football. We've got Badger football. We've got Packer football. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was reading over over this last week or so something about Tom Brady. Tom Brady said that he has lost 10 pounds since he left football. Usually you see those athletes put weight on, right?
Well, but this is Tom Brady. This guy's an anomaly.
He is an anomaly, isn't it?
I'm not sure how much you've heard about like the locker rooms that he's been in and his leadership, but he's very, very, very serious about the whole thing. Not to say all football players aren't, but he takes it very seriously.
Probably a little. His intensity would probably be a little too much for me, I'm guessing.
There was some controversy over the weekend. The new Tampa Bay quarterback, Baker Mayfield, came out and said, you know, it was a little high strung in here and it's a little more relaxed now. And some took that as an offensive comment to Tom Brady. And Tom Brady said, no, it's not offensive. That's just the way I am. So this was just all recently gone back and forth about.
Yeah, but remember, Tom Brady got them a Super Bowl.
And that's exactly what he said. You know, you can be as relaxed as you want to, but you're not relaxed without a Super Bowl.
Results speak for themselves, for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, I was thinking about it. I think the reason he lost 10 pounds since he stopped playing football, he just took off all his Super Bowl rings. He just took them all off. There's 10 pounds right there.
That could do it.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Strong, what a wonderful world on WRJN. Well, maybe you're heading out to some high school football tonight. If you are, you're going to probably want a jacket. Look for a low of 53. Tomorrow, sunny and 75.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you want to be in a prayer.
We'll be right back.
I can do about it.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Biden is back in the Brew City next week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts in replacing lead pipes. The White House announcement didn't specify the exact locations of the president's stops in the city. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday, just an hour before the Green Bay Packers game begins. Another pig is shutting down. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek is scheduled to close early next month. The closure adds to a growing list of Piggly Wiggly stores that have closed across southeastern Wisconsin this year, including stores in Brookfield and Racine. Drivers in Pleasant Prairie face mixed news. The construction at the intersection of 95th and 80th Avenue is set to finish by day's end. However, now Bain Station Road will be closing for 5 weeks. The work will be between Green Bay Road and 85th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a
big
party, man.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can come.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, most Americans are not taking mom's advice to eat your vegetables. A survey shows only 27% of adults eat the recommended 3 or more servings of vegetables a day.
Take me back, I'm coming back right now. Hey, 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 hey.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Nation will return, will return, will return.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It has been our pleasure to bring you Milwaukee Brewers baseball all season long. Whew, boy, last night was watching that game, bottom of the ninth, no outs, runner on first, and the tying run at the plate. And I just thought, don't strike out, don't strike out. And of course, there was a strikeout. And then I said, okay, anything but a double play, anything but a double play. And that's what ended the game and the Brewers season. But as I said, it's been a great season. It's been our pleasure to bring you Brewers baseball all season long. We can't wait to bring it to you again next summer here on WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, The Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Outside your winter's day.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles. He'll be in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Now, the Rolling Stones on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it out my mind. It's a honky tonk blues. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Shake it.